It's a crazy busy time of year for online retailers and shippers who are scrambling to get packages delivered in time for Christmas. It also happens to be a busy time for so-called porch pirates who pilfer packages right off the front step. Anthony Giorgiani of Consumer Reports has written about package theft. Hello, Anthony.
How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm okay, because all my packages have arrived safe and intact. How much, though, is package theft on the rise?
Well, we don't know if it's really on the rise, but it is a big problem, particularly around the holidays when you get these porch pirates, you know, patrolling, following delivery trucks and stealing all those gifts that have been left at people's doors.
So aside from teaching people not to steal, how can we actually prevent pilfering?
Well, you know, one obvious thing is to ask the store, the retailer, whoever it is, to require a signature upon delivery. There are a couple of new things out there. Amazon has this Amazon Key thing where you buy a kit that includes video, smart lock, and indoor security camera, and you can actually let the delivery person into your home. I don't know if that's a real good idea, and it can cost you a couple $100 for the kit, but they come and they tell you they're there, and you let them in, and then the door's automatically relocked. You know, that's,
yeah, you don't even have to be there, though, right?
You don't have to be there.
Yeah.
No.
So the idea, I think, for people who worry about that is that you might get your package, but your jewelry might be gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not crazy about letting someone into my house, but it's an option. And another one where you don't have to let the person in your house is some companies are selling what's known as lock boxes that you buy, put them on your porch. You actually have to, you bolt them in somehow so people aren't going to walk off with the whole box, and then the delivery person can actually open the lockbox and they get the access code and they can leave the packages behind there. That seems like a pretty reasonable thing, but you can spend hundreds of dollars on these lockboxes.
So. And right, so you have to be able to afford them. If you don't want to buy a special box, one recommendation you make in the article is to buy a security camera if you want to invest in that. Are a lot of people doing that?
Yeah. It's becoming more popular because those cameras can – you know, the old days you're recording on tape, but now you can actually transmit whatever is being recorded to you.
And it's so satisfying to post it after you catch the person.
But there's a big thing here that you really need to think about. Many people, they want to keep the security camera hidden. But it's one thing if you capture the person, whatever the delivery is already gone. And now you got to hope that they're going to be able to find the person. And we've seen cases of that happening. But for the best results, you want the deterrent effect, and that means keep the security camera visible so that the would-be thief sees it and perhaps won't steal the package to begin with.
Right, so it doesn't happen in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it does happen. A package is stolen. You track it. The company says, yes, it was delivered to your doorstep, but you never got it. What do you do then?
Well, you want to check with the shipper, obviously, to make sure that it really was stolen. Generally, the shipper will require the sender, not you, to actually initiate a claim if the item wasn't delivered or was intercepted somewhere along the line, like stolen off a truck. But if it's left at your front door and it disappears, some retailers, if you tell them that the thing was stolen, they'll just reship it. You really want to contact the retailer. Of course, you also want to call the police. You know, check your credit card benefits. Some cards have, you know, purchase protection if you use the card to buy the item. And you can make a claim that way. Homeowners insurance will cover it, but if you got that $500 to $1,000 deductible, unless it's a really expensive delivery, it's probably not going to help you too much. But again, that's a situation where you'll probably also need to call the police and get some kind of report. But contacting the retailer really can be a big benefit.
So who's getting hit hardest financially because of this package pirating?
If you're able to get some kind of resolution, if a package is stolen, then it may be the retailer if they send you another package. Or, again, if the credit card company is covering it, it's going to be them. It really, or your insurance company. It's going to really depend upon what type of resolution you get. You know, if the item was stolen off a truck somewhere, then the shipping company may eat the cost.
Let me pick up on that. Does it matter? I mean, do you have any advice for which shipping company you should use if you want to protect yourself from something being stolen?
No. If you're really concerned about it, require a signature or instruct the shipping company to deliver it to their local affiliate. Some shipping companies, you know, can leave things at drugstores or they can leave it at the local FedEx facility, and you can go pick it up there or have them leave it with a neighbor. Or if your job allows it, have them deliver it to your workplace.
And what do you do yourself?
Generally, I like to require a signature if something's being left. Matter of fact, I just ordered a laptop computer, and I'm going to have it actually delivered to, in this case, it is a FedEx store, and I'm going to go pick it up rather than have it left on a porch.
I think you just said that on the air, so it's a good thing you're going to pick it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, no
man.
One knows where I am. Yeah.
Anthony Giorgiani of Consumer Reports, so nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.